It's the 25th of July. I'm Steve-O. This is your Bedford News in 100 seconds. Bedfordshire Police joined nine other police forces in a region-wide sweep directed at organised crime gangs involved in burglary, assault, drugs and weapons-related offences during the three-day operation, which included vehicle stop searches on roads and motorways. Police seized drugs, two weapons and arrested 13 suspects in Luton, Sandy, Bedford and Dunstable. Motorists were specifically targeted using automatic number plate recognition. James Panter, Detective Chief Inspector of the Bedfordshire effort, said organised crime goes across borders and it's only by working together that we can truly tackle the criminal networks behind it. A CCTV image has been released by Bedfordshire Police of a young man riding a bike with a light blue backpack, wanted in connection to three related sexual offences that took place on Foster Hill Road in Bedford over just a few weeks. The image can be viewed on the Bedfordshire Police website under Latest News. 39-year-old Tayuda Manalechi from Luton has been convicted in a first-of-its-kind case for this area involving a fatal collision between the rider of an electric unicycle and a pedestrian. Mr. Manalechi was clocked at around 25 miles an hour when he collided with Leonard Bailey, 88, who was walking on the pavement in the opposite direction. He pleaded guilty of operating an unlicensed vehicle and death by careless driving. He will receive 14 months behind bars. Scaffolding has finally been removed from the Sally Army Building on the High Street in Bedford, which has joined the Medic Clinic and the Old Goldings Hardware as a historically restored structure. Henry Van, the Borough Councillor who supervised the project's beginnings, called the final result stunning. That's it for today. I'll be back tomorrow with your Bedford News updates.